Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Escaping Denver, Batch 2, Episode 1, The Convoy. And we're back. It's been a hot minute, but as we hoped, I got another big batch of messages. Gotta be positive, right? A bunch of messages implies that they're still alive. At least long enough to send them out. Once again, they came in this jumbled heap all out of order. So that's gonna be a real son of a bitch to untangle. Again. Now we're about to plunge into this second batch of messages. So if this is your first episode, welcome. But I definitely suggest going back to the beginning and listening from the start in order to get all the information. Right. I wanted to address some of the emails I received over the break. A lot of speculation about me, actually. Theories that I'm in on it. That I'm Tunnel Tarzan. I'm neither one of them. I'm just, you know, me. I don't know what I can do to earn your trust beyond being as transparent as I can be. As I have been. I can't tell you my name. For obvious reasons. But everything else is on the table. I'm obviously single since, you know, no romantic partner would allow me to go this far down the rabbit hole. But I do have a job. Not that it's important beyond me trying to say that I have a whole life to try to live too. It's not just messages and research and podcasts. A guy's got to be able to buy eggs. But do I put as much time into this as I can? Definitely. If you're picturing a web of string and photos covering my walls, you are a little off though. I'd hope you'd think better of me. When we left off on Noah and Sarah, they had made their way past the biodome cavern and into the shaft. The shaft being that impossibly long, well, you know, shaft that they stumbled on, allowing them to get their first batch of messages out. It proved that they're incredibly deep underground, but also how much deeper it still goes. Luckily, they saw a ladder on the other side of the shaft and are now exploring the tunnels, trying to get around to it.
And recording.
Again? Don't you think we should wait until something new happens?
Something new did happen. We, in theory, got our messages out. Someone is just eating their cereal and then boom, their world changes.
You assume we reached a person. In all likelihood, we picked a landline.
Always the optimist.
A realist. Hope is dangerous down here.
Everything is dangerous down here. But don't you feel good at the prospect of our messages getting out?
Yeah, but then what? This random person is going to take down the collective? A group that is powerful enough to just pluck people from airports to run experiments on in their enormous secret bunker.
Stranger things have happened.
But seriously, what? What's the best case scenario for our messages?
That we've reached someone who believes us. Everything else, no matter how ridiculous, is built on that. If they believe, we've got a chance.
And if they don't?
Well, we're no worse off than when this started. Look, it was always going to be up to us to get out. These messages are to tell our story in the event that we don't.
Now who's the optimist?
My two cents. We got lucky. Our messages landed on an ex-military shut-in who was trying to keep to himself until our messages pulled him back in.
Is that so? Well, I think we hit a soccer mom of six kids who will never have enough time to listen to the messages, at least until her kids are off to college.
No. It's a real Liam Neeson type on the case. He doesn't want to dust off his boots, but when fate calls, he answers.
There's always the chance we got a teenager. It could even be a legitimate child. What then?
Oh, that'd be great. Kids, they're not as hung up on the same stuff as adults. less concerned about the social norms or communal expectations. A kid would believe. Like I said, we just need them to believe.
Mm. And this kid will save us?
Or a group of spunky kids.
More Goonies?
Always Goonies.
Well, this sucks.
Hours of winding tunnels, and we find ourselves back in the Biodome Cavern.
It doesn't make sense. How do we get to the other side of the shaft?
Well, not the way we came. Maybe we have to approach it from another level. You saw the doors up and down the shaft. We just need to find a way to, you know, get to them.
There's got to be a stairwell somewhere along these outside walls. I mean, you don't build a mile-long cavern without at least a couple of access points. I hope.
Careful with that hope. It's apparently dangerous down here.
Mm-hmm.
What are you...
Shh.
You. What is it?
It sounds like a soldier.
It's not a soldier, but one of the radios must be around here somewhere. Found it. Why would it be randomly in the bushes?
Don't you see where we are? It's where the lizard dogs ate the soldiers.
Wait. How is that? There's no evidence of that at all. Even the bloodstains are gone.
They cleaned up.
They returned to the monster-filled cavern to retrieve the bodies of a horrifying monster attack?
I don't think they waste anything. Every accident is worth studying to these assholes.
But why clean up the blood?
Because I imagine they don't like evidence of their accidents either.
227. 227, clear.
What are they...
Shh.
228, clear.
No, I don't get it.
They're checking in.
229.
What are you doing?
Seeing if we're 229.
If we're...
229.
The domes, look around. Maybe we're...
229. All clear.
What the fuck was that?
I panicked!
What if we're not 229?
230.
Whew! What was that last part? It was different.
Do I look Russian?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, I'm not.
Sarah isn't very Russian. I'll give you that. Maybe it's why you changed your name.
I really don't want to go into that again. Or ever. The radio stopped squawking. Let's talk about that. Or the fact that you and I can't agree on what year it is. But no, you're fixated on my name.
I can't do anything about the time. It's messed up. Either you're right, or I'm right, or we're both wrong. Either way, I can't do anything to prove it one way or another. But your name? We can sure as hell get to the bottom of that mystery if you just open up.
Maybe it's none of your business.
Oh, I know it's none of my business. But we're stuck down here together, and the only thing we have to go on is trust. You gotta give a little.
Sarah was my grandmother's name and the name I now go by.
And what was your name before?
You said give a little.
Come on. No one will believe what we've been through. What we've seen. Lizard dogs. Hairy crocodiles. The freaking Sasquatch.
I agree. We've been through a lot. And I imagine we'll have to go through a lot more if we're going to get out of this. Patience.
All right, Mystery Woman. What's our next move?
Well, we have one of their radios, so we'll have the element of surprise on them. We'll know what they know.
I don't want to kill again.
Neither do I. It'll give us the element of surprise so we can get past them, maybe avoid them altogether.
We're never that lucky.
Debatable. I'd argue that they're incredibly lucky to have made it this far. I don't think many of us could boast the same. Let's dig in. Sarah. Not her name, which, you know, we knew. She says it's her grandmother's name, which can only mean one of two things. One, it's her middle name. Standard practice to have a grandparent's name as your middle name. Or two, she's assumed the identity of her grandmother. Maybe she's a criminal on the surface, on the run and forced to take up the social insurance number of her elderly or deceased grandmother. She alluded to being locked up. Is it that much of a stretch? Or is it just her middle name? What do you think it is? As always with Sarah, I'm sure she's just leaving out the important parts.
Update for the stranger.
Stranger?
Our message recipient.
Oh, the stranger, the mystery woman, and the handless healer. Quite the trio.
If you're done making fun, I'm gonna keep updating. Stranger! Hi, something Sarah and I noticed is that beyond our thinking that we're in different years, our phones show different times. And not like off by hours due to time zones or anything. They're off by 3 hours and 17 minutes. Or 197 minutes. Just in case that number means something.
Not everything has meaning. Some things just are.
Not down here. Everything matters down here. I mean, the receipt in my wallet is what got us out of the maze in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Then what does 197 mean?
No idea yet. But I'm open to the idea of it meaning something. It has to. Maybe it's a clue as to why we were taken.
I think we were just easy marks. Or convenient ones. Or our parents sold us off to the collective as children. We're not special. We're unfortunate.
Everything is so controlled in the maze. More so than we can imagine. I don't think they'd leave such an important element as the test subjects up to chance. Think, okay? What about you is unique?
Now that you mention it, I run this super secret blog about the collective, and I'm thinking...
You are not funny.
I'm a little funny.
I'm serious. They chose us for a reason. Maybe we accidentally took a test before this.
Like an internet quiz? Which Sex and the City character are you?
Ever heard of Cicada 3301?
Of course not.
It's an internet puzzle. Many believe it's a recruitment tool for secret government agencies. It's very difficult.
I believe you.
Is there a chance you took that test?
No.
Are you sure?
Did I take a super difficult recruitment quiz online and forget about it? No, I didn't take the test.
I had to ask because I took it.
I figured. The only test I even did was the audition test for Jeopardy.
I did that one too.
Oh no. It's all connected.
Okay, you are being a dick.
I'm just hungry. Didn't you say some of these domes have berries and things?
Yeah, but also, like, monsters. So, not as easy as the grocery store. We just have to...
Anyone got eyes on my bison? 04J?
It's behind the string of coyotes.
What the hell is it doing back there?
Welcome to the convoy. Someone's gotta take the rear.
We're departing in 0600 hours. Enough chatter.
Do you think they're coming in here?
Probably. Palmer seemed determined to get us. Maybe this is phase two.
Okay. Well... We might have some time. Do you think it's 0600 your time or my time?
Or neither.
Yeah. I guess it doesn't help us to know the departure time if we don't know the current time.
There's a puzzle here somewhere. We can probably...
Time check.
You're kidding me.
Oh, it worked last time.
1746.
Big copy.
I'm trapped with an idiot.
Yeah, idiot savant.
We found berries.
Why would you start recording while eating?
We found berries.
And we ate them without knowing if they were poisonous.
Living on the edge down here.
We'd probably know if they were poisonous by now, right?
Maybe. So, update. Did a little time math, and it looks like we still have about 11 hours until the convoy departs, likely into this biodome cave to, you know, kill and dissect us, or whatever.
Or whatever.
Well, they don't want to give us medals.
Fair.
As I was saying, we have about 11 hours. One argument is to spend that time finding a way out of this space. The other one is to use the time to rest so that we actually are equipped to handle whatever it is about to be thrown at us.
I say we press on.
And I say we rest up. This is the problem with democracy when there are only two of us.
We could rock, paper, scissors.
No, I've always been bad at that game.
How can you be bad at a game of chance?
Look around. Do I look particularly lucky?
No. Look a little mad.
I am mad. I'm tired. I'm sore. Stuck waist deep in this absolute shit show because, by chance, I was plucked from my life and tossed into an experiment. I don't know what year it is or what time it is or am I even certain where the fuck I am right now? I'm eating berries and despite being miles underground, am still somehow having to shit in the woods. I'm not just a little mad, Noah. I am pissed right the fuck off.
So it's a no to rock, paper, scissors. Gotcha. You know, we could totally rest up or whatever. I want to get some space between us and them, but to do that, we need to get some rest. I could tell by the look on your face that it was the wrong answer. So maybe we do press on. You're going to have to give me something here, Sarah. Stay or go, I'm good either way, but you're going to have to give me something.
We can compromise. Rest up a little, then get moving. We can both get what we want.
Love that.
Now get out of here. I need to use the bathroom.
I think you're still recording.
Oh.
3 full hours of rest and back on the move.
3 wasn't enough.
Well, 12 wouldn't have been enough, but do we really want to be stuck in the cavern when they arrive with their convoy?
No. Not if they're riding in here on bison. What?
A bison is a military vehicle. So are the coyotes. Like tank trucks.
That's messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not messing around.
No, that I just accepted that they were going to ride in here on the back of buffaloes. When I say it back, I see how crazy it sounds, but everything has been so unexpected that I just keep accepting the weird as normalcy.
When you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth.
Plato?
Close. Spock. I think we're accepting the weird because it's exactly that. Weird. No way to spin it so we can really only embrace it.
Embrace it might be a little strong. I'd call it reluctant acknowledgement.
Whatever you call it, we're in it.
I just wish I knew why.
Like a general why or us specifically?
I guess both. The ally gave us a glimpse as to who were doing this to us, but we don't know why.
Well, why in general is easy, I suppose. Science. Twisted, immoral, illegal science. The why of us is tricky, but you know, I could take a stab at it.
Stab away.
Okay, well, get your eye rolling ready. Because I really do think it has something to do with my blog. Really. Okay, I cover all sorts of stories and shed light on a ton of mysteries. I'm sure whatever they're up to down here, they don't want people like me to talk about it.
People like you didn't even know it existed. How could you talk about it?
We knew something was going on under the Denver airport.
Well, something covers all manner of sins, doesn't it? So this giant secret organization was scared that you were cracking wise to their little operation.
Can you do better?
No. If this were a few years ago, yeah, I can see myself getting into some sort of mess. But I've spent the last 18 months with my head down. Not even an update on my social media. I wallflowered the shit out of my life, so I can't fathom how they chose me. And no offense, you come off as more Hardy Boy than Julian Assange. I doubt we could even register as a blip on the radar of the collective.
Humbling.
It's true, though.
Well, for the record, the Hardy Boys solved an insane amount of mysteries.
Yeah, but they were also fictional.
Yeah, true, but...
A scout.
Yeah. Maybe they sent some ahead as recon.
Maybe. We should probably go quiet for a bit.
It took a few hours, but we found the source of the gunshot. We also got ourselves into a little hot water.
A little. We got it all wrong. The convoy wasn't coming here. It was leaving here. And like geniuses, we crept in to get a closer look and now are pretty much trapped. If we can...
And what do we have here?
Nothing ever goes smoothly for Noah and Sarah. It was inevitable that they'd step in it again. You know, I'd hate to be Noah right now even more than I'd hate to be Sarah. Even if Noah gets past this soldier, he'll have to deal with the wrath of Sarah. Had they just listened to her and stayed put for a proper rest, they would have missed them altogether. This leaves me with one glaring question. What is the convoy doing down here, if not trying to get Noah and Sarah? They must have achieved what they came here for if they're already leaving. Always more questions. At least Sarah is catching on to the question we all want answered. The why. Great that we know that some sinister secret society is testing on humans, but why? Why the tests? Why the maze, the biodomes, the shaft? Why Noah and Sarah? Well, I'm sure we're in store for a million more questions. I'm hoping along the way to land on some answers as to the why. Thank you to Curious Cast and the listeners for returning for the second batch of messages. Appreciate not having to do this alone. As always, you can reach me at escapingdenverpod@gmail.com or on Instagram and Twitter at @escapingdenver. And join me in a couple of weeks for another episode of Escaping Denver.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.